How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Welcome in to the House of L podcast. Hi, I'm Lawrence. I am probably going to spend a little time ranting on stuff that I'm still like working through as it pertains to the Bears. And it's like bigger issue stuff too. So roll with me. It's appreciated. Shout out to Remy Martin, our sponsor here when we just hang out on the podcast. Looking forward. Got a Remy event later on this week. Looking forward to seeing my guy Jim and everyone else over at Remy that have been such good partners to House of L. I've been thinking a lot about what has been asked of Thomas Brown. And he's gone through this before where he took over the offensive play calling after things went south in Carolina. And I've been thinking about it because any assistant that's put in the position of interim, like, you have to take the opportunity. Like, you have to. Because the idea is, well, if I do well at this or well enough at this, that I'll open some eyes to the possibility of what it is that I can be. How people may view me overall could end up being different than the way that they view me right now. So I've been thinking a lot about that. I also been thinking about things that I've seen, I would say, let's call it the last 15 years in sports. And I think that I am guilty of it to some degree, although I live in a place of skepticism and some would say cynicism on a lot of things. My comrades in sports media have been guilty of this too. And I think fans have been guilty of it. And it's this. Because we are now more attuned than ever to the business of sports, now that we understand that there are things that happen inside of an organization that could affect the on-field or on-ice product, we have a better understanding of it. But even with a better understanding, we don't truly understand because of some of the thing, the lack of access to the decision makers and the truth being told to us. That's part of the job of what the media is there to do, is to try to get people to tell you the truth. Sometimes you get people to tell you the truth on the record. Sometimes you get people to tell you the truth on background. Sometimes you get people to tell you the truth off the record. And it informs your opinion. And I know that it's informed mine in a lot of different ways, which has helped to make me skeptical about things. This is the thing that bothers me. And it's become kind of a new way for fans to pacify themselves when things are not going good. And it's the idea of, well, things are going to be better in the future because this person has told me everything that is wrong with the current situation. And this person X, has an excellent history of being able to break stuff down and understands the importance of rebuilding and understands that the last person who had the job got it all wrong. And because of that, they're going to have to dig out of a whole lot of stuff. But once they dig out of all of that stuff that they've got to dig out of, brighter days are going to come our way. We tend to, as a collective, all of us, tend to believe people who are confident when they talk. we often believe them more so, even when there's evidence presented to us that things aren't going really well. I'm going to give you a couple examples, okay? And like me and Rick Hahn have mended fences, and I don't mean this as a diss. Rick's concept of burning something down and building it up was met with applause by White Sox fans for good reason. They were tired of running in place. The White Sox as an organization were kind of just running in place under Kenny Williams, even though Kenny is still the only general manager in your lifetime that won a World Series. Rick gave us something to go, oh, okay, yeah, that totally makes sense. You have to totally burn it down before you can build it up. And we were so intent to believe him because what he did tell us was correct. The White Sox did need to be rebuilt. The question that we should have asked is he the person that can rebuild it? I think that there is an argument that there was success inside of there. There was a division win. But when we're talking about getting to the finish line, and the finish line being consistent success, consistent winning, he would tell you that he failed in that regard. I'm not doing this to pick on Rick. I just want to give you some of the recent examples in Chicago sports history. And I'm going to get back to the Bears. I promise you. Look at what the Bulls did. The Bulls told you, oh, well, we can't keep doing this. We gotta burn it to the ground. That's the only way. That's the only way that we're going to be able to build something is if we torch it and we burn it to the ground. And you go, okay, this guy's AK and Eversley sound way better. I hate Gar Forman and I hate John Paxson. These guys sound way better. And man, do they have the right idea. Yes, the Bulls have to burn it all down. And then they burn it down. And again, we don't ask the question, the important question. Those guys were right about building it down, but are they the right guys to build it back up? And the answer has been unequivocally no when it comes to the Bulls. Blackhawks. After the championship run, got to burn it all down. Got to figure out a way to get Connor Bedard. Yeah, that seems to make a lot of sense. I mean, those guys are all old. Jonathan Taves is in India trying to find himself, and Patrick Kane's still a good sniper, but he's not someone that you build something around. Seabrook and Keith are retired. All of this stuff, right? They just have to do what they did before, and they have to hit on two generational players and then a bunch of other generational players. And then you get Connor Bedard, and you don't stop, and you go, yes, this was the right way to go about it. The Blackhawks had no choice but to burn it all down. And you stop, and you don't ask the question, but is that the right guy to build it back up? And here you are again. Now, coach has been fired. And honestly, I think the general manager shouldn't be too far behind. Same thing over at the Cubs. And Theo walked out, right? Like, Theo was like, okay, I did my 10 years. I did my thing. I actually won. He's the one example. And that one example has made us all so stupid. That one example, that man's career arc, Theo Epstein's career arc has made us all dumb because he's someone who said, this is what I want to do. And then he did it, and he did it in Boston, and he did it here. But now we think that everyone who has an MBA, everyone that's a lawyer, all these people who end up running organizations, we think that they they understand it because they understand the business of having to burn something down to rebuild it. And not a damn one of them has been able to rebuild it. Jed's out here playing for cheap. But we're so conditioned. We're so conditioned to believe that the guy in the nice suit, the guy who has an MBA, the guy who's a lawyer, the guy who runs an organization, it's in us to, because of the hope factor, to believe that that person is doing the right thing, that they've got the answer. And Jed's whole thing was, well, we tried it with our homegrown guys and those guys are gone now. Like, they've moved on. And he was right. He moved on at the right time. And it made sense to a lot of Cubs fans to say, well, you got to kind of start over, right? You got to start rebuilding things. And these guys are always right when it comes to it needs to be leveled. It needs to be burned to the ground. We need to have capital to go and try to make some things happen. And the question that we never stop to ask, is this person qualified to build it back up?
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
Now let's talk about the Bears for a second. Because you were sick of Ryan Pace, for good reason. Because you were sick of what it is that he was trying to do and stuff that he didn't get right. When Ryan Poles walks in and goes, I got this plan. We're going to burn it down. We're going to lose a whole bunch of games. But don't worry, we're doing that for a reason. And you go, okay. And then you start looking to the future and you go, oh, yeah, there's that kid at USC, the one who won the Heisman. He's really good. The Bears need to get themselves in position to get him. And then once they do that, everything will be cool. So they do that. And then because of that, and because Poles was able to take advantage of some stupidity in Charlotte, now there's this incredible trade that brings back a bunch of players and draft capital. It's everything that you would have hoped for from a football GM to get stuff right. And that's why people were out there calling this dude King Poles. Look at King Poles. And look at what he's done. In all of that time of the burning it down and losing games and being happy and tank wins and all this dumb shit that people were talking about. In all of that, we didn't ask the question, does this guy know how to build a winning team? Now, here's the issue. It's hard to know when a lot of these guys have an opportunity to do stuff, whether or not they know how to build a winner. Because usually people who build winners aren't available to you. But someone will come from a winning organization like Denver, for example, and be like, oh, well, that's the person that scouted Jokic. Cool. Maybe that's the ceiling for them. Maybe being a scout, a high-level scout, is the ceiling for that person. And that's okay. But we turn ourselves over to people and expect them to solve the problems when there is no evidence that these people know how to solve the problems. So now here's Thomas Brown. And Thomas Brown sounds good. But do you know how to solve the problems? And in his case, it's awful. I shouldn't even mention him with the rest of these dudes because he's been thrown into a situation. He didn't pick it. Like the GMs, they picked their situation. He's like, okay, like, yeah, I can probably do something with this. And then you find out how bad things are. Once you get inside there, you find out how bad things are. And you're just stuck. We put a lot of faith in people who have not shown that they know what they're doing. And I get it. You're a fan of something. And so you kind of have to. That's part of the gig, right? All I'm saying is, I want, going forward, like from this moment, you can make this the demarcation line if you want. Going forward, be more skeptical. Don't just buy it. Like, don't just assume that because someone has risen to the rank of president of baseball operations or general manager, that they know what they're doing. Because in recent Chicago sports history, including what's going on with the Bears, there is not a lot of proof. Show me your work. If you're the Cubs, you've been sitting here getting your ass kicked by a team whose budget is far less than yours. The Bulls just stay in turnaround. They've been in turnaround for a decade. Derrick Rose hitting that shot against Cleveland in the playoffs was 10 years ago, fam. That was 10 years ago. And they've just been in turnaround. And they're just going to keep telling you, oh, no, we got it now. Oh, well, what we're going to do now is we're gonna trade Vooch and we're going to trade LaVine. Oh, and we traded for this guy, Giddey. He can't play, but he's going to be our new guy. But we're going to get rid of him at the end of the year. Oh, are you going to be able to get the first number one pick? Probably not. And the White Sox, they're doing it right now. They're burning it down right now. They're trying to convince you right now that they have the tools to build a championship team from nothing. You've seen better executives at the White Sox with better standing and a better group of players fail in that regard. But the White Sox now are telling you from nothing, they're going to build a championship team. Believe it when you see it. And with this Bears team too, burned it down, built it back up. To what? To have a worse record than you had last year. In a league that's meant to turn around immediately. You got everything that you wanted. But do you know how to build it back up and be a winner? I'm sorry that on a beautiful day like this, that my disposition is a little dark. But damn it, I'm tired of this. I'm tired of us giving credit to people who have not earned it. You want to be known as a genius. You want to be known as king. You want to be known as all this stuff. Then do something. Make a positive change forward. And at the end of it, it's supposed to be about winning. And every one of these teams, every single one of them, have sold losing to you. They sold it. It's their brand. The Blackhawks brand right now is losing. The Bulls brand right now is losing. The Bears brand is losing. The White Sox brand is losing. And they're trying to convince you that that's the proper way to run a team. Because they've got the geniuses at the top of their organization that are going to turn it around. And not damn one of them has shown you a winner. Even with the Cubs, they've just been drifting. And the promise of a new day, until it comes time to spend money, and then they don't, that's not how we do it. We like winning in the margins. The idea of outsmarting the league. I don't have enough evidence that the people that are in charge of the teams that I mentioned are smart enough to outsmart the rest of the league. In fact, I have more evidence that they aren't smart enough to outsmart the rest of the league. So the next time that something like this happens, and I imagine it's going to happen soon for a bunch of the teams, just go, I'll believe it when I see it. You don't have to buy in. It doesn't make you a bad fan to expect that there's going to be more, that you need proof of concept and not just concept. And these dudes have been getting away with this for 15 years. And people here have bought it because we saw one guy do it. And the truth is, he's probably special. And the rest of these dudes have just been able to go, oh, there's the grift. The grift is to explain to the fans why we're losing instead of actively trying to win. I've had enough of it for today. And watching Thomas Brown have to walk through that press conference yesterday where he's like, yeah, we got our butts kicked and I've got to figure out why. And I feel terrible for that man. Because all of those things that he's trying to figure out while he's trying to prove that he can do this job are institutional. And it's not just the Bears, but they're a big problem in this too. I spent too much of your time today. I'm sorry. I've just had enough. Everywhere I look in Chicago sports, there's some executive telling you that he knows what he's doing and he has no proof to that fact. None. And I have to live in a space where people are so desperate you want winning so bad that when these charlatans come to town and they tell you that they've got a plan, you buy it, hook, line, and sinker. And I'm over here like, are we sure this person knows what they're doing? I appreciate your time. I appreciate your support of this podcast. Thanks to Remy Martin for being a great partner of this podcast. Just be more skeptical, because the world is filled with villains and liars, and some of them run your favorite franchises. Peace.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.